Well, let's stay in Minneapolis, where Derek Chauvin is expected to be sentenced in about 8 weeks. And today, the Justice Department announced a wider investigation into the city's policing practices. NPR's Cheryl Corley joins us now from Minneapolis with the latest. Welcome.
Thank you.
Cheryl, let's start with sentencing. What are the sentencing options for Chauvin, and what are the next steps in the sentencing process?
Well, Derek Chauvin was transferred to a state prison shortly after the verdict was read, and the judge said that Chauvin would be sentenced in 8 weeks, so that would be sometime in mid-June. And he faces significant time. The most serious charge is murder in the second degree. Could mean up to 40 years in prison, but the sentence for a person with no criminal history is about 12 and a half years. But the prosecution has said it will ask for more. And if Judge Cahill accepts the prosecution's contention that aggravating factors could be applied at sentencing, the maximum term that Chauvin could receive would be something like around 30 years or so.
And those aggravating factors include children being present when Floyd was murdered.
Yeah. The aggravating factors, according to the state, are the acts was committed, was witnessed rather by children, one as young as 9 years old. Also that George Floyd was especially vulnerable, and that Chauvin was a uniformed police officer acting in a position of authority. So those are some of the aggravating factors, according to the prosecution.
Okay. The Department of Justice announced today that it's starting a probe of the Minneapolis Police Department. Here's Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Yesterday's verdict in the state criminal trial does not address potentially systemic policing issues in Minneapolis. Today, I am announcing that the Justice Department has opened a civil investigation to determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
Garland also said the investigation will examine whether the department's treatment of individuals with behavioral health disabilities is lawful. And this investigation will include outreach to local communities in Minneapolis. This sounds significant, that outreach to local communities. What can you tell us about the police department's history before Floyd's death?
You know, it's really interesting because we have an African-American chief of the Minneapolis Police Department right now, Madiria Arredondo. And earlier in his career, he sued his own department, accusing the leadership of tolerating racism. Now, once he took over, he said a top focus would be mending relationships with black residents. But that's one of the things that has happened here. And there's been a lot of turmoil and controversy over the department, primarily in recently because of Floyd's death, with a push to even dismantle the department and replace it with some new sort of public policy. That didn't occur. But Floyd's death is just the latest to put a focus on the department. 2 years ago, another former Minneapolis police officer was convicted of murder for killing a woman who had called 911 because she suspected a rape was occurring near her home. So those are the types of things, that spur these kinds of investigations by the Department of Justice. And we'll see what happens as the process begins here.
With the few seconds I have with you, there was a headline in the Star Tribune that read, "A verdict that must change America." We know that there have been lots of calls for police reform there in Minneapolis and in the state, Minnesota more broadly. What have activists you've spoken to told you about their focus on this larger call for police reform now that this verdict has come down?
Well, I think that, many of them think that this verdict was very significant. First time that a white police officer in the state has been found guilty for killing a black person. So there's a sense by many, including George Floyd's family, the attorney general, and activists, that they think that something has gone well for them in some sense. But as Philanese Floyd, George Floyd's brother, said, it's a step, just a step. and not the end of a battle over police accountability and racial justice. And he and many of the activists here say that's something that they will continue to focus on.
That was NPR's Cheryl Corley in Minneapolis.